Morning, Super Jewelers. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Emily. How are you?
I'm good, Emily. How are you?
Good. Good, thank you.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me see if he's available.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. How you doing? Good. Good, thank you. Figured to catch up with you here. I know it's been a minute. How was the holiday season? Good. Good. Yeah, we've seen a lot of good trends. Obviously, a lot of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, necklaces. That was good. You guys were really busy. Did you see the elongated fancy trend, like marquees and ovals and stuff? No. Gotcha. Okay. So you never know what's going to happen now because marquees have been crazy. Yeah, you'll be surprised. It's been crazy. Selena Gomez got engaged last January, and ever since then, people are surprised, but they've been quite busy and hard to find too. So because they stopped cutting them for a while, but you never know. I'm sorry. Yeah, where they got flooded and then they stopped, and now it's coming back slowly again. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's on hand, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Well, I
Business
wanted
is good.
to. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you, I wanted to see, because I know you mentioned to me before, you won't ever come to our booth at IGO unless I'm there. I'm actually going to my first IGO show this year, coming up here at the end of the month. I'm sorry?
It's just for me, right?
Yes, just for you. So I wanted to see, are you heading out there? I would love to finally meet you. No, I've never actually been to Colorado at all. Yeah, I'm excited. I saw some pictures. It looks gorgeous. Oh, nice.
It's real historical.
I heard that.
Georgia, we got a place at Sea Island called the Cloister.
Okay.
And he owns it too.
Oh.
Same guy owns Broadmoor and the Island Company. But
I feel like there was one, I can't remember where, they hit the Centurion, one of the Centurion shows there last year. I feel like it was that island.
you're talking about Broadmoor?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Sea Island. That's the one in Georgia he owns.
Yeah, the Sea Island one. Yeah, I'll have to look them up.
Because it's pretty neat.
Huh. Yeah, I'll have to definitely look them up.
That way when you go there, you'll enjoy it more because you kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, like the atmosphere and like the design of the building and all. Yeah.
Well, and the people that have been there and when it was built. And,
oh, okay, yeah.
And it's right when you go through the front to the back.
Yeah.
Huge mountain right there.
Yeah, I saw that. And then I saw at the last show that they had there, it was snowing a lot too.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like magical.
Yeah. And
that's cool.
they've got a, if you look at the information, it's called Cloud Camp.
Okay.
You can go stay up on top of the mountain.
What? Really?
It's about 10,000 feet.
Jeez.
We've done it twice.
Really? Do you have to use like oxygen masks when you're up that high?
No,
No?
but you can't walk up it. They have to drive you up and then
Oh,
back and forth. It's not like a straight shot.
No.
And then you go up to the Pikes Peak tram. They got a train that goes up.
Oh, cool.
And that's 12,000 feet up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I can't even imagine that. Well, I would love to finally see you there, but just if there's anything that comes up in the meantime, let me know, okay?
I'll do it. All right. See you.
Alrighty. Thanks, Mark. Bye.